motherfucker, my motherfucker got a dollar. Got a dollar. Got a dollar on my motherfucker dollar. Got a dollar. Got a dollar on my motherfucker. My motherfucker got a dollar. Welcome in to the Fantasy Football Podcast, formerly known as the Dream Team, now known as First Draft Fantasy. Same crew, kind of. I mean, same location-ish. Yeah, we're in a smaller room right now, but you know, same location-ish. But yeah, we are First Draft Fantasy now, and we're here.
We're moving on up. We started at the bottom. We're at the second.
It's called rebrand. Okay,
rebrand.
This is like, wrestling when Kane was first known as a dentist, and then he got rebranded into Kane, and that's what you know him as now. All right,
part of the evolution.
Yeah, it's part of the evolution. We're evolving. We're getting better.
We just love drafting,
and we're just gonna win some fantasy football championships.
Whoa.
And that starts now. Breaking down free agency, getting into draft, and everything in between. So, we can start with some news, because there has been a lot that has happened in the offseason that hasn't even started yet. So, first official day is next week, I believe next Tuesday.
Then how is their moves getting done if officials' day is not done?
What moves are you talking about?
Like, contracts getting signed, like Evans. Is it just because he's a current player and they can negotiate with him?
All right. And if another player like Jonnu Smith got cut by the Falcons, so because he was cut, he's able to negotiate and he's meeting with the Dolphins right now.
Okay.
So,
learn something every year.
Which Jonnu Smith to the Dolphins would not be bad, because they need a tight end desperately there.
He's not fast enough.
That's true. You want to hit us with those news that you have over there, Jose? I know you've been the news guy, so.
I mean, I've been writing down some headlines over here.
Let's get into it.
What we first heard, biggest news of the offseason, salary cap is a lot more than they projected. It's now $255 million.
Which is,
what'd they say, like about 10 to 15 more than they projected?
Yeah, so it's helpful for a lot of teams, and you're definitely going to start seeing a lot of teams restructuring contracts to get even more cap space. It's just kind of the way of the NFL now.
Or teams more willing to eat up a contract and let go of the player.
I mean, I feel like more now teams are like, screw our pride. Let's just do what we got to do. Like the Denver Broncos.
Which brings us to the worst trade in NFL history.
I saw a Bleacher Report article. They had it at number 3.
Oh, really?
Herschel Walker trade still got to be a top
Herschel
one.
Herschel one was number Emmett. One. And then number 2 was, they had the Trey Lance deal ahead of the Russ one.
I could consider that, since they gave up so much to have a guy that played, I think,
three officially, because he played like 2 his rookie season.
Well, Denver paid for 11 wins, so you can look at it. Either way.
So, yeah, Russell Wilson, no longer a Denver Bronco. Cut, but still getting paid. And, yeah, a lot of people are saying that he can sign for the minimum, since he's still getting paid 30-something million from the Broncos, and go to whatever team he wants. And there's not a whole lot that are, like, super needy. We'll get into, where we think he'll land in a little bit when we do our free agency predictions, but... Yeah, Russ is now available, joining Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, in the free agency pool.
Yep.
Got more news over there?
Yeah, we got some Eagles news over here.
Oh, boy.
You want to share that?
Joshua Fleet News, the new center of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dang, we lost him. When do you start?
Tush push.
They haven't called me yet, but I'm waiting for that. I think I have to wait for the new year to start.
So who called you, Kelsey or the Eagles?
Kelsey gave me a heads up. He was like, hey, we're going to need you for about a year. I said, I'll go fill in for a year, because that's all about my body's got left. So.
Yeah, maybe a year is good.
You cried almost exactly like he did, though. That was impressive.
I did watch the press conference.
It was
so.
Very, very sad, but very, very good press conference.
One of the most likable guys in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just news. I mean, it does have fantasy impact, because He's such a key part to that offense.
I don't think that tush push works anymore the way it did.
I think it will work, but not to the level that it did for the Eagles, where it was basically unstoppable. Because, you know, a lot of these teams are doing it and having high success with it, but Eagles was, if they lined up for the tush push, it was almost a guarantee.
They could do it and get 3 yards.
So.
Except in the playoffs against the Bucks.
So there's that.
I think, you know, that's going to have an impact on Jalen Hurts for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not really fantasy too much, but I kind of want to mention that because that's a big name.
It is. Yep. It is a big name and a big thing for football in general. So you won't see it affect fantasy, but it will affect fantasy.
It's a behind the scenes affecting.
Yeah.
Another possible retirement, Darren Waller's considering retirement.
This is true.
Someone who invested in him in Dynasty. I'm kind of disappointed. I thought he'd do a lot more with the Giants.
If you didn't really watch last year, you would have thought he already retired because he didn't really play much for the Giants. And so
you think it's just injury reasons then? For the most part, at this point?
I don't know, because he's had some, like, weird, like, started rapping. He's had some, like, weird videos that he's posted on social media. There's been rumors of him and his wife breaking up. I don't know. There's a lot going on with
his wife plays for Vegas, yeah. Right? So I was like, maybe he's just going to go there and become a stripper then. I don't know.
Jesus.
No? I mean, is that not what you do?
He could be a rapper and just have her pay for something.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he'll just go over there and be.
Plus, the Giants gave him a big contract. You know,
instead of being the model wife, he'll just be the I guess, model husband.
Only fans?
So, yeah, Darren Waller, we'll see. He was once one of the top three tight ends with Kelce and Kittle. Now, a big question mark. Along with pretty much all of that New York offense at this point.
Yeah.
Because they did not franchise tag Saquon Barkley. He's officially a free agent.
Not shocking, because I think what franchise with Saquon would have been 14? Or was it the 12 number?
I think it's 14.
Because I know Jacobs was then like a couple higher just because they'd worked the deal out.
Yeah, so. I don't know what that New York team's going to do, because they paid Daniel Jones.
I don't think
they have no receivers. Waller might retire. An offensive line needs a lot of work.
Yep.
That team's going to look a lot different.
It's going to be a rebuild for the next few years.
You're committed to Danny Dimes, right? Like, the money's promised to him already.
We've seen what happened with Russ, you know. There's no such thing.
There's no such thing as commitment.
Like, teams, like, especially them, they don't have many high-profile players that they need to pay. So they can take that cap hit for a year or two.
His contract was guaranteed for, because it was a 160 for 4 years, right? And I think it was guaranteed for 120. So I'd imagine, obviously, last year was the first on it, so.
Oh, he has no leverage like Russ. If he's asked to restructure, he might.
Yeah, that's true as well. Because no team's going to trade for that contract with what happened. So, yeah, but Josh Jacobs also a free agent, not tagged.
Yep.
Derek
Carr was converted salary to bonus to get some room.
I think the only real offensive player that got tagged that was of note is T. Higgins.
Pittman got tagged today.
Yeah, Michael Pittman.
Oh, yeah, Pittman today.
Yep. So, I mean, once again, we'll get into it in a little bit, but I expect Pittman to get a long-term deal.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with T. I feel like that one's a little bit more up for debate.
It is.
So, yeah. Then
Mike Evans
got a 2-year deal with Tampa Bay, which I was kind of surprised.
And he's not signing without the assurance of there being a legitimate starting quarterback there. So Baker's probably coming back.
I think they said that they were negotiating with Baker, but Baker's not going to take a hometown discount is what I saw on the report.
He should.
You know, so I think they'll probably work something out. I was one of the ones that thought Tampa was dead in the water. I thought they were going to finish at the bottom of the division last year, and you know they surprised. So Baker was a big part of that. So.
Nope.
You know, keep pretty much that core offense together if you bring back Baker, and they still have some pieces on defense. But
we'll a decently rounded team to where they can make moves if they have the cap space.
They're still in the NFC South, which is still the worst division.
Anybody can win it.
Yeah. So.
Staying with quarterbacks, Zach Wilson granted permission to seek a trade.
Ooh.
So whatever that means. I'm sure he just wants to get out of there. He doesn't care if he's traded. He just wants to
I can't believe they're just not cutting the man. Like,
that's going to end up what's happening. Yeah. That's going
to
happen.
They want to try and get a fifth or a sixth round pick for him. Like,
yeah, but if I were a team, I'd just be like, fine, sorry, Zach, we're not coming for you. We'll wait for you to get cut, and then we'll...
He's not going to be starting anywhere. Right? No. He's more of a backup still project.
Yeah. There's still not a decision on Justin Fields. I mean, all signs are pointing to the Bears taking Caleb Williams in the draft. But from what I heard, the market's not that crazy for Justin Fields. And they're all Bears might wait until middle of the free agency, see where the other quarterbacks land, to see if like a team will maybe get a little desperate or whatnot.
It's tough because, like, they said they wanted to try to make a decision early, obviously, and I just think it's going to be a drawn-out process where it's... I don't even think it'll be figured out until after the draft, too.
You think after the draft?
I think after the draft. I think they're going to try, and at that point, that's when they're going to have to make the decision on do they get more return on keeping a field and trading a pick, or... trading fields and keeping picks. And it's a tough one.
I mean, obviously you'd get more for the capital pick. For the pick, but it's how in love with Caleb Williams is his coaching staff. So I don't know. Draft is shaping up to be fun. Is there any other news you had on there that we want to talk about?
I mean, as far as the combine, we have a new record for 40-yard dash time. Xavier Worthy, 4.21.
The boy can burn.
It was funny because when he ran it, he thought he was just tying it, and they had to go check it and everything. Then when they got the results, they played a little joke on him. And they're like, "Oh, you didn't tie it. You beat it."
So
there's a guy that nobody was talking about that now might jump to the first round.
Dude, he did jump to the first round. They right now they have him possibly going to the Chiefs.
I mean, but...
At 32, but I doubt it.
Also, and that's exactly what they need, a field stretcher like that.
But, I mean, look what happened with the last guy that broke the record.
Yeah.
His draft capital jumped up like crazy. Bengals took him at 9. I think it was 9.
It was early.
It was 9 or 11, I think. It was
top 10 for sure.
So, and then he ended up not being great. Like, speed is great and all, but if you can't put it all together...
The only one to actually have some fantasy production was Chris Johnson, but he's a running back.
Yeah.
These guys are all receivers doing it and not getting production.
Yeah, I mean, there was that stretch of years where the Raiders were taking, like, the fastest guy year after year, and it was just, they never turned into anything. So, I mean, hope the kid, great career, and, you know, nothing but the best, but you got to show more than just speed in the NFL to...
Can't wait to dive into that film, see what he's like.
He had some big plays. There was a Texas game, one of their championship or playoff games. He had a big, long touchdown, and Matthew McConaughey was narrating on the sideline. It was the best thing ever.
Right now, it's starting to look like there's going to be 4 quarterbacks taken in the top 10. With Caleb Williams, Drake May, why can't I think?
Jaden Daniels.
I couldn't think of his first name. And then J.J. McCarthy is climbing up boards a lot. So I think we're going to see a lot of intrigue with that first round and, you know, see what teams might be willing to move up, you know, to get in front of a Giants who could look to select a new quarterback or, you know, things like that. The Vikings at 11. Mm-hmm. So there's...
Trades are going to be great.
There's going to be a lot of trades and... It could result in some of these, other players dropping to positions that you don't think they're going to drop to, like Malik Nabers. Why can't I think of names right now? Nabers. I know it's Nabers from LSU. He's up there in talent with Marvin Harrison Jr. If he drops because of these quarterbacks, some team is going to get them a stud,
mm-hmm.
and it might be a team that's on the verge of playoffs.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, it's gonna be a fun draft season. I need to start getting into film.
Yep.
Watched a little bit, but not much.
It's the season now. Now that we know what prospects are looking like, combine got ran.
Next week we'll be breaking down where people actually sign, but then after that it's basically draft season.
Yep.
For the next month and a half.
Well, best ball drafts have already commenced.
Best ball. Some dynasty leagues start up their drafts, you know, early to get a little bit of intrigue.
People need to take chill pill in the off season with dynasties, man. I need like a break. I need like 3 months away from those teams so I can like recenter my thoughts of.
Yeah, but then if you get 3 months, you're 3 months behind, buddy.
3 months behind on nothing right now.
I can say though confidently with dynasty leagues, I've seen a lot of trades that end up being like insane when you like look back, and it's like because they were done in this area where it's like before draft season, before free agency, where it's like, oh shoot, they thought this guy was going to be the starting running back and, you know, the bell cow, but then they, you know, signed this person or drafted this person. So
yeah,
with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into our free agency breakdown. You know, compiled some of the top offensive free agents and decided to look and see where we think they are going to go. You know, we went from quarterback, running back, wide receiver to tight end. Since we did it, there's a couple guys that
have signed
or, you know, been franchised, but I'm going to freaking go as I, you know, there's a few that I didn't fill in, so I'm going to just spitball with those, but it's mainly the low end receivers and tight ends. Which I can put one of the tight ends already because Dalton Schultz is a Texan.
I'm glad I can say I selected that before he signed because I thought they'd be silly not to sign him.
Like, to re-sign him. He's been a Texan, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
But he was set to be a free agent.
He was,
He signed a 3-year deal.
That's the team I'm most excited to see what running back they sign because whatever running back you pair with CJ Stroud is going to be a good thing.
Because they're losing Devin Singletary, most likely.
Yep.
There's a chance they re-sign him, but I would expect him to go elsewhere, especially if they land one of these free agents. But yeah, we'll start at the top, probably, you know, if biggest offensive free agent with Kirk Cousins. Three of us have him going to the Falcons, the three in this room.
Do we all have the same reason why?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll find out.
And then the two not here, Hugo and Manu, have him re-signing with the Vikings. Since you started it, let's hear your reason why you think he'll go back to the Falcons.
His in-laws live in Atlanta. Hold on.
It's not a bad reason. I'm just saying, it's not a bad reason.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. He's got family down there.
He's a very family-oriented guy, if his wife says, hey, we're going to Atlanta, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
His wife's calling the shots.
I would not be surprised.
Agent, everything. I think he either, because it seems to me Minnesota's ready to move on from him, kind of the way that everything's kind of worked out. It seems like I don't think they're willing to spend the money that Kirk could demand. And then I think of a team out there that's got quality players for a quarterback that's like that and that's got cap room and then still has capital they can spend on it. Falcons make the most sense that way. Of you got offensive weapons everywhere.
Yeah, and all these offensive weapons are on their rookie deals, so none of them are costing the team a whole lot. You have a defense who's very serviceable in Atlanta. They just got ruined by a coaching staff and bad quarterback play last year, so we were talking about the NFC South being open. I think if Falcons do get Kirk Cousins, they are automatically the favorite going into next season. You know, this move too would just bump up Bijan, up Kyle Pitts, bump up Drake London. Like,
I think what it does to Drake London is a huge one. And then Pitts in all reality, because everybody knows Kirk Cousins loves his tight end. And
so that's why you can't wait the 3 months.
You can't, but... Because
you can be like, you go right now, try and get Pitts while you can.
But do I want to?
Go get Drake Derek, London while you can.
Derek said it here first, go and get Pitts if you can.
Trust me, I'm going to be putting out trades. I want Pitts. I'm still a believer.
Hey, nothing wrong with it.
So, yeah, but all three of us have him going to the Falcons. That would be... Just be a good move all around.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, who we mentioned earlier, all five of us across the board have him going back to Tampa Bay. Just makes sense. I have been hearing some out there that New England is very interested in him if he becomes available before free agency. But I don't expect him to get to that point.
Yeah.
I expect before next Tuesday when free agency starts, him to be signed to... Not a long term, but, you know, a couple year.
3 year, yeah.
2-3 year deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
Next, we have Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson. We are kind of all over the board on this one.
Yeah.
Well, my reason's pretty selfish. I want to see him in the division with the Raiders so we can beat him twice a year.
I've seen the Raiders out there.
You're not the only one. I had a buddy say the same thing, so...
I think Russ still has something in him. I think it's just you need to have a coach that's going to be willing to just throw away everything that they have and design a playbook strictly for him.
He's like, in the next 5 years, I want to win two.
Yeah, so.
I want to feel the chill of that trophy again. I'm like, shut up, Russ. You are insane.
So you have the Raiders. Manu has the Falcons. I could see that, but I
could, but I don't. I would hate it as, like, if I were a Falcon fan, I'd hate that move.
Yeah. Chowder, I feel like you have the most interesting.
I do.
And then I'll get to mine and Hugo's out.
I have him. Well, so I think he definitely can be a starter somewhere. I don't know a team really that wants to go chasing that. Like, a rebuild team won't want to do it. A contending team probably already has a quarterback. So in my mind, he's a backup going to the Jets or the Rams to back up a Rodgers or a Stafford. And if they can convince him to do that, it's going to be on a cheaper deal.
They're going to use Joe Flacco as an example, going backing up Cleveland and then starting, playing the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. And Flacco fucking did killer
for
a little bit until the playoff game came around.
I think there's 0% chance that happens, but...
He doesn't want to do
that. I doubt it. I mean, I wouldn't if I were Russ. I'd be like, fuck you guys, I'm not a backup.
And that's why me and Hugo, I don't know Hugo's reasoning, I'm assuming it will be the same as mine, have the New England Patriots. For me and my reasoning, it's I think the Patriots do take a quarterback in this draft, but I don't think they want to play him right away. So Russ provides that bridge quarterback, which you can offer a lower... deal because he's getting paid by the Broncos and, you know, allow a Jaden Daniels or someone like that to learn behind Russ for a few games because, you know, as soon as team starts losing,
the fans are going to be talk, but this is where fans got to realize, like, guess what, Patriots? You guys aren't fucking nowhere close to a Super Bowl, so...
You got a rookie head coach, like, I don't think they're expecting.
Yeah, like... You just got to let him ride, though. Like, sorry.
Too soon.
You just got to let him play out the season because you got to protect your investment if that's the way to do it. And I think the LSU quarterback would be the way to do it because it's a similar type player to a Russ. So you're not changing too much drastically when it comes, but...
Mm-hmm. So, and there was a report that New England... didn't like Jaden Daniels and was off the board, but then Jaden Daniels himself put, you know, the emoji of a ball cap to say cap. So
that's crazy, though, that he's in a situation where he's a big name and everything. He can be signed to a team with a rookie quarterback, too, and just take his place and not get paid anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's still getting paid, but he's not going to get paid anything by that team, which is crazy. But, yeah, I mean, and he has a chance to do that. And also, you know, earn himself either a role with that team and kind of force the team that he signs with to, you know, go the Jordan Love route where it's like, hey, rookie, we're going to give you another year or two, or audition for his next team potentially. So
are you thinking Russ like a one- to two-year deal then, tops probably?
I think I'm assuming a one-year deal.
And that's why the Raiders and Antonio Pierce make so much sense, because he's not really there for the long term. They're kind of just feeling it out with him right now.
And the Raiders could very well, you know, they don't have – they have a high pick but not high enough where, you know, if they can't grab a quarterback in this draft, they might be to look into next year. And, you know, one of the quarterbacks is coming out. So
yeah,
it's one of those things. But, yeah, that one's going to be interesting. And then we have – I put on not free agent, but more than likely on the move, Justin Fields. That's a very interesting spelling of Minnesota there, Chowder.
Minnesota.
Hey, my major wasn't writing, so fuck you, Derek.
Well, me and Chowder both have the Vikings as our pick. And Hugo, Jose, and Manu all have the Steelers. The Steelers are being very weird. They're saying that they're not interested in any veteran quarterbacks. Yada, yada, yada. I don't know if I necessarily believe it. So I can very well see the Steelers, like you guys say. But I think, for me, it's the Vikings. If they lose Kirk Cousins, that would be a spot where, once again, 11th pick. I don't know if that's going to be a good enough one to grab one of those top quarterbacks. So
what would it take, you think, for him to get him from Chicago, though? Because that's, like, my only, like, hesitation of putting a Minnesota there. It's like, are they really going to offload him to an in-division rival? Like,
something similar to the Lance trade, maybe?
I mean, like, I think at that point, if Minnesota offers a second and everybody else is offering the third,
you know, gonna at take that it.
Point, yeah, like, you can get a second, which Minnesota I believe is picking 11 right now, that's a high pick in the second round. So, you know, you can add even more talent around a Caleb Williams when you already have two picks in the first round, two early picks in the second. Yeah, because I was thinking, I was like, oh shoot, did they, was this the second rounder that they traded for freaking old dummy Claypool? But no, that was last year. So but yeah, I think Vikings makes the most sense, but I feel like you're right with the in division, that's the only thing that complicates it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the running backs now. We have, starting with Saquon Barkley. Once again, we have another 3-2 split. Me, Chowder, and Manu all see Saquon going to the Houston Texans and joining CJ Stroud. Meanwhile, Hugo and Jose have him going to the Dallas Cowboys.
So both, he's going to the state of
he's
Texas.
He's going to Texas is what we're saying.
Yes. I like it.
But which one? I mean, both could use him. Both last year had running backs that had very high hopes that disappointed. So, yeah. I feel like just Houston has a lot of cap space.
Mm-hmm.
And a young quarterback who's already took the team to the playoffs.
Huge turnaround.
So, you know, pair him up with CJ Stroud and that offensive line and let him go to work.
Yep. I think it's a good fit for them, too, because he's got some dynamic ability to himself, obviously, with just being able to move. He's not just one type of back. Like, he can do a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. Let's hear your reasoning for the Dallas Cowboys, since Hugo's not here to explain his.
I just think they're going to try to make a push for a free agent running back to replace Tony Pollard. And I like Saquon, and as far as all the free agent running backs, the best fit there, I believe. And I think he kind of want to stick it to the Giants, stay in the division.
It'd be funny.
We see a lot of these movement of players. They don't really go too far unless they have a connection. They tend to stay in division because there's other coaches that have been looking at them year in and year out.
Yeah.
So it might be easier to get a deal done.
That's true. We're just going to say Manu and Hugo have the same reasoning as us. We don't know, but we'll just go with
I
that.
I assume right. So.
Next, we will go with Derek Henry, the Prince, has returned.
I'm done with you, Derek.
Hey, I didn't think of Bills, but Bills would be like the dream. Because he's a big, cold weather bruising back. That's what they need.
Me and Manu have the Bills. You, Chowder, and Hugo have the Ravens. I feel like those were the two spots. Like, I didn't think of any place else but those two spots. He wants to go to a contender.
Mm-hmm.
And those two are both teams that, you know, are going to have some nasty weather come playoff time and want to grind that ball. So, you know, I think those are the spots. I said Bills because I feel like he's going to look at them and, you know, think with Josh Allen, he can make it happen. You know, the most imposing quarterback with the most imposing running back, but
he's straight ring chasing.
I think so. At this point in his career, yeah,
he has to. He's got 3-4 years like tops, and that's like you're talking extending a life shelf, like a shelf life.
And you're not. I don't think either of these teams can expect Derrick Henry of a couple years ago.
No.
Like you're expecting a Derrick Henry that's going to get you hopefully 1,200 yards, but is going to get those hard yardage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
I wanted to do the Bills with you, and I just couldn't convince myself that they would go out and sign somebody like Derrick Henry when they have Cook, who did so well. Towards the end of, at the end of the season, once he kind of started getting the flow and kept giving him the ball.
Like, that's my thing, though, is, like, when you look at, like, the fantasy playoffs, I know that's kind of what we're looking at. It's not the NFL, but that's when James Cook struggled. So it's like, if you can compliment him with a back like Derrick Henry, why not?
Was it that he struggled or the way they play is just that Josh Allen's going to get a bulk of the carries, too?
I mean, he's going to get a bulk.
Those good teams don't have just one guy that does it all. They have multiple guys that do different things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing is, I think
that's the kind of team he's going to go to.
Derrick Henry. Think it's going to be James Cook's going to get even better from this. But if you have a defense that's getting 2-3 carries straight from Derrick Henry or Josh Allen, and then all of a sudden you give one to James Cook when they're, you know, tired and beat up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a team that none of us put for any of the running backs that I was thinking about, the Jets. Like, they want someone else to pair with Breece Hall.
I thought about putting one of the lower guys with the Jets, but I don't know. Like, this could just be me, but I've also heard that the Jets really like Israel Abanaconda that they drafted last year. But so it's just kind of like one of those things, and it's like, you saw what they did last year. They signed Dalvin Cook, and it didn't work out for them. But, you know, I guess we will.
I just don't see them needing a Derrick Henry when you have a Breece Hall, and then you're going to expect Rodgers to come back. Like, it just doesn't fit well for a Henry. I think I picked the Ravens because they go through running backs like it's their job, and talk about a running team, like, let's fucking go. Could you imagine him with the speedster of Lamar? You know, you need to rotate a running back. You can just
especially keep them
in. And, hey, Derek, just run up the middle and fall down at the goal, or fall down, and there goes Lamar on the outside or something.
And like, I feel like they run more RPO than the Bills do. And it's like, for defenses, that would be a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, either you have to prepare yourself to tackle Derrick Henry,
big plays,
or you have to deal with the speed. Like, you're kind of just,
I feel like it's a move that they would do to be like, this is kind of the get over the hump, like, we can just control the ball better.
And that was one of the weirdest things. We've been gone for a while, but like, when you watch the Chiefs versus Ravens, it's like they were a team that ran the ball, and then they got to that AFC championship game and they just forgot about running the ball. And so it's,
yeah, and they just, the injuries and everything, I just think they're a team that's willing to maybe pay an extra million or two to get them there versus Buffalo.
Cool. All right, well, we will move on to Josh Jacobs. This is one that we were a little all over the board. Chowder and Manu have him going to the Cowboys. So there's Cowboys all around. This is where I put him to the Ravens. Hugo to the Texans, Jose to the Titans.
Cowboys for me is kind of gets them back to more of a Zeke type running back again. More of a, I felt like Pollard, obviously he busted up last year and wasn't quite what they expected, but I feel like Jacobs in that same area, he's just a more power back. He's more what they need on that offense than a quick guy.
Yeah, I just thought about the Titans because you're going to replace one power back with another, you know.
I feel like I wanted to ask, you know, like which players are going to be the most impacted one way or another about free agency in the draft. And I wanted to bring up Tyjae Spears because it's like if the Titans don't do anything once draft is over, like he could be one of those guys like, oh, shoot, I should have traded for him while I could.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like, because we saw flashes from him. He never really got, like, the majority of touches because Henry was there, but...
It's just hard but to even, say. There's a new coaching staff now.
Well, and even, like, when he did get them, they used him in the... They moved the ball better when he was in the game versus with Derrick Henry just because they didn't need to load the box on him, and so it opened... I don't know how this works, but it opened up the offense better than if they had Derrick Henry there for some reason. It was bizarre.
Yeah, Hugo had the Texans. I feel like that's kind of where, you know, like we were talking about, Texans are going to make a big move somewhere at the running back position. And then I had the Ravens. It was kind of the same thing like you guys were saying for the Ravens with Derrick Henry. I just feel like they need a back that can do it all.
When Jacobs, I think, to that point, gives them a little bit more leeway with age-wise.
And I also had Jacobs to the Ravens last year when we did this segment. So, you know, I just wanted to keep with it.
You wanted to be right sooner or later.
Yeah, one way or another. Austin Eckler. This one, we have two Chargers between Chowder and Manu.
How does that make sense?
Huh?
Why would he return to the Chargers?
There was a quote where Harbaugh said he likes Eckler and wouldn't mind having him back. So I don't know, but what was your reasoning for it?
Mine's I don't think the market for Eckler's gonna quite be there as much as he thinks either.
I almost put Denver. I think Sean Payton would love to have him.
The tough part with running backs is so we have the increase of $30 million in salary cap. You would think that that would kind of maybe benefit running backs, but I still think they're gonna be still in the same shitty market of you're not getting paid.
Dude, there's a lot of them. Yeah.
Oh, there's a ton of them, but by them not getting tagged, like that just shows you these teams still won't allocate any more money than what they are. And I see him staying with the team he knows versus maybe leaving is why I did it.
I don't think the market's going to be there. And that's why.
You think he's leaving?
I went with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're losing Jerick McKinnon, their pass-catching back. He's about 30, so I don't think the market's going to be there. And I could just see Andy Reid doing it, you know, just to do it. You know, here's a one-year, $2.5 million. Do you want to ring Eckler?
So they're getting Austin Eckler in the backfield, Xavier Worthy out wide.
And they still have Pacheco, like...
They're not very good at scouting receivers, apparently. So, receive rise maybe, but
yeah.
And then you had, or where were you at?
Jose had
Hugo
Cardinals.
Had the Raiders, and Jose had the Cardinals.
That would just be a matchup made in fantasy heaven. Kyler Murray dumping it off real quick to Eckler every time.
But then you're ruining the most underrated person in fantasy football, and James Conner.
James Conner's still going to be the bruiser goal line touchdowns.
I know, but
Eckler's a big play guy.
He's been so good lately.
There's so many running backs, though. Yeah, that's other thing.
They're hurting their value.
There's just tons of them.
Yeah, and a guy that was going in first rounds of fantasy drafts last year, Tony Pollard. Oof. Manu has him going back to the Cowboys. I feel like that's a no-no.
Yeah.
But, you know, Chowder to the Titans, me to the Tampa Bay, Hugo to Buffalo, and Jose to Texans. Literally not a single agreement on Tony Pollard.
I think that just shows, like, he could almost end up anywhere. I picked Titans just because they kind of got her replaced a little bit, but like that was me forgetting about Tajay there.
He was the like hardest person for me to pick.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that one is just.
You said Bucks. That's shocking with White there.
Yeah, I know.
He had such a good season. I feel
like every single season somebody does something shocking where it's like
doubles up.
Why did they do that?
Hey, what about the Panthers? Aren't they looking for a running back?
They could.
Yeah, I mean they have Chuba and Miles Sanders. I don't know. It's just that what does that coaching staff want?
Yeah, and as a free agent, I kind of would avoid that place right now. Of you got an owner who can't make up his own mind of what he wants,
throwing and drinks at people,
doing just all sorts of shit, firing coaches after six games when it was his first year with a rookie quarterback, and. Sounds like they got stepped on over picking the quarterback they wanted, and yeah.
And wasn't it McCown that at the pro day was telling Stroud he was excited to work with him?
Dude, I think all you rated Bryce Young ahead of CJ Stroud last
year. No, we all did Stroud. I guarantee you that. I have my notes.
I was Stroud, Richardson, Bryce.
I definitely didn't have
Bryce. I was Stroud, Bryce, and then that. But okay. We were all Stroud. We were all Stroud for sure. I know that one.
I'm not saying he's a bust, all right?
I'm not saying it, but yeah.
All right. DeAndre Swift, we all have him going back to the Eagles.
It would be stupid for them to trade picks and not bring him back.
I can see him going to the Chiefs.
I hope not. I don't want to hate him.
Especially how much you loved him in the past.
J.K. Dobbins, me and Hugo have the Chargers, Chowder has the Ravens, Jose the Giants, and Manu has him in Canada.
Canada?
Yeah. Canada, eh?
You have him in Canada?
The CFL for Manu. Oh, you do have him in
Canada.
That's Manu. That's him.
Oh, sorry.
Some good ham and gravy, eh?
I figure the Chargers are going to have to replace Eckler, so they'll bring in J.K. Dobbins until they draft Kareem.
I saw that Ravens were still trying to work out a deal with them. I think the Ravens know they need to bring in running backs and not rely on one. So I could see them chasing JK and still going and signing another guy.
I don't know what they're feeding them in Baltimore, but they all get hurt. All of them.
If I were a running back, I would actually stay away from the Ravens, but somebody's got to go be a running back there. So
Giants, huh? Losing Saquon?
Yeah, I mean, you got to replace Saquon. So that was pretty much one of the last running backs that I thought had a decent, big enough name to take over.
Zach Moss. We have Manu to Miami, Jose with the Vikings, Hugo with the Giants, me with the Raiders, and Chowder was blank.
I can't think of where he's going to end up at all. Like, in all reality, I think it's possibly just ends up back with the Colts.
Him and the next person, it was like flipped, where Zach Moss was the first half hero, and then the next player is the second half hero.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
Well, and it was more because I think, obviously...
Taylor
was hurt, and he came back and just started picking it up more and more, and by the end of the season, it was his, but...
I just feel like the Raiders make sense, losing Jacobs... Hugo has the Giants losing Saquon. Jose has the Vikings who cut Alexander Mattison. We didn't really talk about that one. Could probably put him on the list, but we won't.
Yeah.
And then Manu has Miami, which is a little weird.
Only for the fact that...
They have...
A-chan.
I think still a Mostert.
Best running back in the NFL of Mostert right now.
Jeez.
At least fantasy-wise.
Now the second half hero, Devin Singletary. Chowder put him to the Raiders. I put him to the Bengals. Hugo the Vikings. Jose the Chiefs. And Manu Buffalo.
You bring up the... We want to change this real quick. Is there any word on what's going on with Mixon and Cincy? Like...
Not really.
Because like, I know that was kind of a big question. He's got those cases going, so...
I could see the Bengals bringing somebody in, too.
Yeah.
It was... Yeah. Because they didn't really have anybody... Last season behind Mixon, so.
Mine's just to replace they got to replace him with someone, so. Singletary is a cheaper option, I think, for them for a rebuild of what they're probably going to be doing.
All right, let's get into the receivers. T. Higgins, we all have him going to the Bengals. I said, I feel like there is a 25% chance he's traded, though.
I think it's on whether a team comes out and is like, hey, we'll give you our fucking, we're going to give you basically what the Eagles did with
A.J. Brown.
With A.J. Brown, like, we'll trade you a first and whatever else, and we basically want a wide receiver, but if they don't get that, I think they're going to try to re-sign him.
I think T. Higgins wants to stay there. That's a good situation.
Yeah. Like, actually, shockingly, if you looked at them, Bengals have a lot of cap space.
Yeah.
A lot of cap space, especially to sign him back again, so...
They also got to save some of that cap space because they're about to be paying.
Well, they Chase, yeah. But they already paid Burrow.
Yeah.
So.
But do you really want to pay two receivers?
Two receivers and Burrow, and then you just fuck over the rest of your team? Yeah. Yeah.
So. Calvin Ridley.
I think if Higgins does go back, sorry, we'll switch over.
Oh.
I think it'll be on not like a 100% team-friendly deal, but I don't think he's going to be asking for top wide receiver money by any means, knowing, hey, I'm not even the best wide receiver on my team, so.
That's another good point. Does he want to prove he is the best wide receiver on a team? Maybe go to another team?
I feel like there's a possibility of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, somewhere like the Panthers would make sense, but I don't think they have the capital to make that trade.
No.
So, yeah.
Not even close.
Calvin Ridley. Chowder has him going back to the Jaguars. Me and Hugo have him going to the Panthers. Jose to the Bears. And Manu to Kansas City. This one's an interesting one.
I wanted to, like, give him the Kansas City, but I don't think Kansas City has space to do this. And it would just kind of... I think it would almost blow up that offense a little bit of, like... I don't know.
They have to draft.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
They're all drafting.
The problem is they've been drafting. And
that's what they're doing.
And, yeah. And they may be missing on them, but it sure doesn't seem to affect Patrick, so. Yeah.
I think it's funny that she called him Patrick and everyone calls him Mahomes. Patrick.
From Patrick.
Panthers, I feel like they're looking for a number one receiver. And they have cap space and a young quarterback, and he was working out with their left tackle. So,
okay. I wanted to put people to Panthers. I just couldn't.
Bears, just getting more weapons.
Yeah, and someone to pair up with the DJ Moore.
I like that.
Yeah, especially if they go Caleb Williams and decide.
Imagine Caleb Williams, the best prospect in how long, and he just dropped in with two badass receivers.
And I mean,
maybe a tight end that they draft?
Maybe. But they still got Cole Kmet, who they paid.
Yeah. who's actually did pretty good last year.
But it's like, Fields,
so.
There's also the chance that, the very low chance that they keep Fields and trade back and get Marvin Harrison. Either way, I feel like they're getting a receiver somewhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they may even luck into getting Neighbors with their second first round pick. So, I mean, we'll find out. Michael Pittman, we all have him going back to the Colts. Like I said, they've been working on a long-term deal with him. I don't think he goes anywhere. He was extremely underrated last year, over 100 catches. It's kind of flies under the radar.
He's a PPR machine, but in a standard or half PPR, he hurts you a little bit because catches the shit out of the ball, but he doesn't always get the yards, and he doesn't get those touchdowns very often.
But a couple years back, he had a lot of big plays, so it's like, I don't know. I feel like there's a chance for him to...
He's the wide receiver, I think, that kind of is sneaky towards the third-ish round in a redraft that you can jump on confidently. But
Hollywood Brown. We have three people going with the Bears, Chowder, Hugo, Manu, and then I have the Commanders. Jose has the Jets. Why the Bears?
It's the wide receiver help. Let's go get somebody, and I think it's a good contrast to DJ Moore of getting the the field stretcher a little bit more of a kind of hide away a little bit from the number one guy.
I said the Commanders because of Cliff Kingsbury. That was basically my only reason.
Did he trade for him? Was he the one that
I believe he was? Brought him over? Yeah,
I think.
I think he was the one who traded for him, and then.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were debating the whole Kingsbury thing when the Eagles were interviewing him. So.
Yeah, that was a weird situation too, because he was rumored to go to one team. All of a sudden, the Commanders just signed him.
Well, and they just let Eric Bieniemy walk.
That's crazy.
So it's like, it was a lot of weird.
Eric Bieniemy now in the Canadian Football League, or
he's with UCLA.
Dude, he got
he is hated in the NFL.
There has to be something behind doors that goes on, or like there has to be. There's no reason.
The only thing I can think of, he's just not a leader.
I don't know. Like, he had issues at CU and was like accused of something, but there's got to be other stuff with like either his personality or he's got a reputation, because there's no reason he should be out of the NFL completely.
Yeah.
But anyways, Jets.
Kind of the same reasoning he gave for the Bears. Someone opposite Garrett Wilson. Very good compliment to Garrett Wilson, field stretcher. You know,
you don't like Lazard?
maybe Rodgers does, but I don't.
The lizard man.
Gabe Davis. This is where I have to start winging it.
This is one. I said Falcons because I thought it would be a good second guy to bring in opposite of Drake.
I
can see that.
Yeah. I think I'm leaning towards Jose and the Titans. I wanted to pair him up with a quarterback that has a big arm that's going to take deep shots. And I think Will Levis is a guy that will do that. So, I mean, I think I was leaning towards that either way, but I'm going to go with that one. And then Hugo Manu have him going to the Ravens. They're losing Odell Beckham. Zay Flowers has had some incidents in this offseason.
What?
Yeah, he was accused of domestic.
Oh.
DV?
Yeah. There's also a video of the girl that is accusing him of DV, and she is in the stands picking fights with people, so...
I think not.
I'm not saying one way or another. I'm just saying it's a complicated situation. Yeah, we'll wait till the facts.
Not even 24 hours later, I think it was dropped.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's why I didn't see the news then. Just kidding.
It was a few weeks back. It was like, I think it was like the week after his unfortunate game in the AFC Championship.
Ouch.
So, yeah. Curtis Samuel, who's, you know, been a fill-in guy that's, you know, you can put it in a flex spot. Chowder, you have him going back to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Hugo has to the Jets. Jose to the Falcons. Manu back to Washington. I'm going to say Minnesota. I think he'll take over KJ Osborne's role.
That's an interesting choice with them having... Even then, like, I get that, but I still see, you know... I think he wants to be a number two guy, and he'd be a number three there.
He was a number three last year, though.
Kind of, but would you say Jahan Dotson did enough to be considered the number two guy over him?
I'll say that he was a 2A, 2B guy.
Yeah, like I felt like they kind of...
Dotson was a disappointment last year. Tyler Boyd. Chowder has the Jets. I'm going with Hugo. I'm going to say the Chiefs. Jose, the Colts, and Manu, the Giants.
I think Jets is kind of my... They need another wide receiver there. And
I think the Chiefs with Hugo, because the Chiefs had the most drops in the NFL. Might as well get a sure-handed guy that's not going to cost you a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Go with Tyler Boyd. You have the Colts. Pair him up with Pittman.
Yeah, just a vet for that young quarterback, you know, someone reliable.
Yeah. Anthony Richardson, breakout year.
Damn.
Manu with the Giants, I feel like I could see that if it's a situation like Adam Thielen last year where it's like the team's just going to overpay to get a guy.
Are they really going to pay for a guy who's been the third option on his team for a while now?
I mean, you can see what some of these third wide receivers are making. And
I mean, but look at that receiving core for New York. It's
he could go be number one there almost.
I don't know what the market's going to be for Tyler Boyd. So it's like, if he's getting... It's like, is he going to take the more money from a lesser team if they offer it? Or is he going to take a lower pay for a potential contender?
Because if you want to say he wants a ring, why wouldn't he just try to stay in Cincinnati, you know?
There's no chance he's going to stay in Cincinnati. I don't think they have the money.
Yeah.
But if he takes a really low deal, like, I don't know. Okay, we're getting into the tight ends now. Dalton Schultz signed with the Texans. That one, gone. Then we have Hunter Henry and Mike Gesicki, who were both Patriots last year. Both free agents. I don't know where to
do. I think Hunter stays in the Patriots.
Manu does too. Jose, you had the Texans. I'm sure that was probably before the Dalton Schultz news.
So just switch Patriots. Well, actually, never mind.
Hugo has the Broncos.
Interesting.
I'm going to go Seattle.
Seattle definitely is a big possibility after Noah Fant.
Noah Fant's a free agent, and they could just cut Will Disley, too. So.
Oh, they're definitely going to get a tight end then. I don't see them
drafting a
tight end. They usually draft defense.
Yeah. So, Mike Gesicki, Cincinnati for Chowder.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders for Hugo, Jose the Giants, Manu the Broncos. I'm going to put him with the Panthers.
I think Cincy makes sense. They just cut Uzoma.
That was the Jets.
Sorry, that was the Jets. Yeah.
Who does Cincy have?
They have the guy who kind
Drew
of...
Drew Sample.
Who's the guy who kind of blew up for like a second, for a couple games?
I know you're talking
with
about.
With Jake Browning, I think.
Was it Irv Smith?
I don't know.
No, it's some big-ass white dude that moves really well. He moves like a receiver.
I just think Gesicki there is what that team's kind of been missing, is like a surefire tight end to have around, I guess.
It was Tanner Hudson, but he shined most when Browning was in.
Yeah. That was kind of when... Because that was when Chase was getting banged up and...
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just trying to survive.
Okay, Noah Fant. Chatter hasn't gone back to Seattle. Hugo to the Bengals. Jose to the Chargers. Manu to Seattle. I'm going to say he's going to Miami.
Font. Mr. Font. He just hasn't really, I don't know. He
hasn't lived up to anything.
Yeah.
I was not disappointed one bit to see him involved in the Russ trade.
Yeah.
When he was here, I thought he was soft. I know it's hard to throw around that word, but...
Soft. That's a vicious word to throw around towards football players.
I mean, I can't really hate on him too much because the quarterbacks he played with weren't exactly...
It wasn't that. It was just the fact that no matter who tackled him would bring him down. He blocked so soft.
I'll never forget a jet tight end sweep we did with him one year? Like, very first play of the season? Boom, blown up in the backfield. Just went down like a sack of potatoes.
All right, and our last one we have here is Joshua Chowder Fleetner. We have three Phillies, one PGA Tour, and one Commanders.
Oh, I've got some decisions to make.
Yeah, so.
I'll let you guys know here in about 2 weeks.
The Commanders, I can feel it.
You're really looking for a new team?
No, that's... I'm like being...
No, he's looking
it
for
was because of Kelsey.
He said he hates Philly. He's trying to decide if he wants to go back to being an Eagles fan. I think he's going to be a Commander
fan. Who put PGA Tour?
Hugo.
That's...
So, yeah. Those are our free agency predictions. You know, we'll be next week talking about, you know, because we'll probably record between Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and see who's been signed. We'll talk about that. There's always, you know, people that are cut. There's always people that are traded in that time frame that we are not talking about here. So we'll be covering that as well. And, yeah, because I think one person that we didn't bring up, it's like either he's going to get a contract extension or he might get traded, was Brandon Ayuk. So you know, there's always those guys.
That would be nuts if they traded him.
It's possible. Him, his family were tweeting stuff after the Super Bowl loss. So, not tweeting.
It was on Instagram. Were they arguing with Purdy's family or something? Like, were they having heated discussions?
No, it was
very
like,
Kadarius Toney-like.
It was like Instagram stories of like, it's BS. This is why we want out. Like,
oh jeez.
So it's just a lot of drama.
Kind of love like when families get involved in it and start posting shit too.
So yeah, we'll see about that. But yeah, be back next week breaking down the moves that have happened and what is next.
Talking draft and free and
First Draft Fantasy here for your off season needs. We will get into our draft coverage a little bit after that. And, you know, we'll have some dynasty segments coming up as well to break down what's going on, what you need to look for in this offseason, who might be rising, who might be falling. Because, you know, there's always those guys that are a little iffy, especially like last year you had Alexander Mattison rising up draft boards a lot. Tony Pollard, they did nothing with their opportunity.
Yep.
And then you have other guys that were, you know, left for dead, DeAndre Swift, and ended up in a situation that might have been better. So kind of breaking down everything. Anything you guys want to say before we head out? First episode of First Draft Fantasy.
Can't wait for the draft.
Can't wait for my first draft of this offseason again.
You just said you needed 3 months and now you're ready for it?
Well, like for another draft, because I love drafting. That's the best part of fantasy, I think, is drafting.
Can't disagree with you on that one.
It's the truth.
So, but yeah, we'll be back next week. We'll see which of the five of us will be here, and we'll go from there.
We're gonna put
you get who you get.
you get who you get. We're gonna just spin a wheel, and whoever lands on,
whoever shows up,
we'll be on the podcast. It might not be me. I might just be here watching.
We got an audience.
Cucking the podcast. We're out of here.
Pieces.